something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno, an exclusive episode as we bring you a first chat with new director of netball at Pulse, Sam Bird. Sam, if we briefly reflect on that season at Stars, and that latter part of the season, things just started to click and get there, really. You got some satisfying results in the end.
Yeah, it's a really good run in for the second half of the season. I think the hard work the girls put in the first half of the season, and the structures and the plays we were trying to develop started to work really well. And I think just the players connecting was really good in the second half of the season, and they gained a bit more confidence, and it was really, really pleasing to finish the season with some really good performances.
Maybe if this was in different circumstances as well, I'd be asking about Iona Page and Sam. What were they like for you? Strong season.
Oh, fantastic. And they're all very different personalities and very different stages in their career, but all very positive characters, bring a good energy to the training. Very talented players, as you know, but just their ability to collaborate with the others is a real strength for the squad, and I think that's really important, that, you know, even when the results might not be going the way that you want them to, that you've got players there that bring a positive attitude to training, and they certainly do that.
In December, the friendly saw Pulse win by 2. Round 1 it went to Pulse, and then in May obviously Stars, so at least last season, the teams are evenly matched.
Yeah, I mean, I think even the teams that have made the top four say that there was not one single match that you could ever really relax. Mm-hmm. We, as you know, beat Thunder. We lost to Loughborough by 1. They're both in the top four now. And I know other clubs similarly took surprise wins. And I think that's really good for the competition. It's really good for the league. It's showing that there's depth across the country as well, and in Scotland and Wales. And that's good for us, you know, looking at our international teams as well. So really positive, I think, the how competitive the Super League's been this year.
You're at Pulse now. This is really exciting news for you. And maybe a decision that was met with a bit of a challenge. Will it be a challenge?
Well, the first thing to say is that obviously delighted to be there. I've worked all my life, went to university, lived in and around London all my life. So when Pulse was created, I just think it's a fantastic thing for London. And I'm now very privileged to be director of netball there. And I think it's just going to be, it will be a challenge. It's a new club, as you know, just 1 year under its belt. And there's a lot of improvements to make. There's a lot of challenges, but they just fill me with excitement, to be honest. And I just can't wait to start. The talent in and around London is extraordinary. And the Pulse Junior teams have shown they've got really good talent and good training ethic set up by Amanda Newton and followed on by the coaches there. So yes, it will be a challenge. They obviously last this season in the VNSL, so the only way is up, but I'm really delighted to be involved. You know, I was with Mavericks when the Super League was first created a long time ago, and was involved with Mavericks developing, and I've obviously been at Stars for the first 3 years of its existence. So I do feel that I'm well placed to sort of help Pulse develop, and I'm just really excited about, you know, the players that are in London. There's some fantastic clubs that can feed London Pulse. So it's just bit, you know, overwhelming in terms of what we can do and what we can achieve, I think. So it'd be great to start.
Tell me a bit about things in terms of that squad for next year. Do you get a chance to see what's there at the minute, or maybe players on a 2-3 year contracts, that kind of thing? How was that work?
Yeah, I think a lot of the clubs are starting to look towards that. We've seen that in Australia in Suncorp and in New Zealand, where players are getting slightly longer contracts, and that does enable clubs to keep the spine of their team and try and develop their team over a couple of seasons. For me, I'll be looking back at the Pulse matches now, looking closely at the performance of the players that were there. There will be changes, obviously. I want the senior team to really reflect the diversity of London, and to have the junior London players knowing that they can aspire to be in that top London Pulse side. But there were some very good performances by players in the Pulse team last year, and I'll certainly be looking at that closely.
The under-17, under-19, under-21 as well, and the performance hubs as well, just testament to the work that's been done at Pulse over the last couple of years. So will you get a chance to work alongside them much as well?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. I mean, that's certainly the plan, to work with the coaches. I've already had a chat with Amanda Newton, and we're very similar in the way that we want to develop players. And as you know, she developed to start with that very strong Pulse culture there. And I think the coaches that have come in after Amanda have kept up that culture, particularly with the younger sides. So for us, it's about developing that culture further, looking for talent in London, and labelling talented players in London to come into the pathway and to develop their netball and to start putting out some really good performances for the club. And the long-term vision would be for those homegrown players just to develop into the London Pulse senior team.
This is already evident with lots of the players on the way to Australia and New Zealand in a few weeks. So it's things like that, because the feeding into England, and that's already up and running.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. And I think, again, that's it's testament to the strong club system in and around London. So strong clubs that just inside the M25 and outside the M25, they're finding those young players and they're coaching them really well. They're putting them in a great position for trialling for England and playing in elite teams, whether that's Surrey Storm, whether that's Pulse or that's Mavericks. There are obviously three very strong franchises in and around London. But for me, to have London Pulse right in the middle and giving access to players that might otherwise not be able to play at elite level, I think is really important for us.
Has it been a funny couple of days? Because with that extra bank holiday as well, maybe things have been delayed by another 24 hours. So following T's news on Friday, has your phone been non-stop?
I've had lots of messages from all sorts of people. Good
rumors.
Wishes for going. Lots of players.
Rumours and lies.
Lots of rumours. Lots of players contacting me, interested in where I'm going next. So, yeah, it has been a bit weird. Also, it's been weird. I've actually been able to be at home with my husband and my children.
And a nice bank holiday off as well.
Yeah, we've all been in the same place at the same time. So, yes, it has been a bit strange, but I sort of feel like today is my first proper day with the club, and today's a good day.
It'll make it a little bit easier for you, though, in some aspect, because you won't be travelling as much.
Yeah, and that is an important factor. To get to Gloucestershire and Worcestershire, it's sort of 2.5 hour journey each way, and that was fine, and I was committed to doing that. But it does take its toll, and I've got young children, and my husband does a lot of work away as well. So for me to now be 20 minutes away from from the copper box and training venues is just a real big plus as well. So for me, on a personal level, it will make life easier. But you know, Stars have been great. I've really enjoyed coaching there. Yeah. I've loved working with the players there, and I'll take the experiences that I've learned from there and move on with them. No regrets at all. I've loved my time there, but the car's pretty worn out and probably so am I. So good to sort of move on and be working closer to home, definitely.
Maybe a quick word on Natalie's dedication to getting Pulse up and running. Enormous.
Mm. Yeah, and this is how old I am, Andy, because I coached Natalie a long time ago, and she was a very driven player, and she's turned out to be, well, I'm not surprised, a very successful and driven businesswoman, and I'm really looking forward to working with her. She's very ambitious for the club to do well, and so I've known her for a long time, and we've remained close over that time through her development, through her business degree and her work development. So we already have a good relationship, and I think she's very, very keen to allow lots of players from London that might not otherwise have access to play elite netball, and it's something I really buy into and I really value, and I think it's going to be great for young girls in London to have London Pulse there for them to play for.
You've got a busy few weeks ahead with your England A involvement as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. Fantastic opportunity again to work with the England A squad. Emily Perry will be coaching with me, and we have a great lineup of fixtures. We'll be playing the top five in the world teams as part of their preparation for World Cup, and it means that the England A squad get a great opportunity to play against the top teams as they peak for World Cup as well. And I think the England A squad idea is really, really good for developing Roses players that might not make World Cup but still then get the opportunity to play the best teams in the world. So yeah, we're just doing our planning for that at the moment, and that should be really, really good over the summer. Yeah,
brilliant. Sam, thanks for your time, and we really wish you well with it.
Thank you very much. Thank you, good to speak to you.
See you during the week for our main episodes, and we're always online at thenetballshow.co.uk.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.